Reformed Church.
I don't know if you remember, but, you know, before you were saved, right, and, you know, maybe, you know, if you got saved more recently, right, maybe it's more vivid in your mind, but, you know, there was a time when you knew that the way you were is just kind of the way you were, right? In other words, people talk about, I was just born like that, right? It's just a feeling that I have. It's part of my personality. So all of those things obviously were very true about us back then, right? Because kind of, you know, the flesh is the flesh, right? You don't outrun the flesh. You can try to put it in a cage, but it hasn't changed, right? It's impossible for a person that is natural to all of a sudden not be natural, right? You're going to be the way you were, right? So you can try to, and what I meant by put it in a cage, I think you guys follow that, right? You can try to abstain from things. You can try to just suppress feelings and stuff, but the feelings are there, right? They're still there. But I think sometimes that kind of spills over a little bit into your new creation life, where even though you were a new creation, and maybe because people are still learning what it is actually that has become new, how you're a new creation, that spills over where you think that when something is repetitive in your life, whether it's a way that you speak and then you're just like almost like you can't shake it, like you always tend to speak like that, and or whether it's something like, you know, after you get comfortable with someone, like all the real you kind of comes out, like whatever it is in your life that you feel is like repetitive, to be able to understand that today it's very different. Like we have a, and this is something that Pastor Mike mentioned during his message on Wednesday. You know, I would encourage you definitely to listen to that again if you haven't listened to it. But there was a verse that he used, right, John 11:40, which is a promise that we have for glory, right? I mean, in other words, it's an ironclad promise that we have that if we believe, we'll see the glory of God. Like, you could never say that about yourself before, right? The way you were is the way you were. And you could study all you want, and you can go to school all you want, and you can work out all you want, and you can try to do all these things and suppress feelings, but, you know, you were who you were, and the bad thing is that what you had inside is the same thing that kept coming out, right, all the time. But today, with us, it's not like that, right? There is no problem that you have in your life, not a single solitary problem that Jesus hasn't already fixed and solved. So that means that everything that you need to eradicate that problem on the outside, right, so that problem is no more, is just basically the glory that you already have on the inside of you. So obviously your spirit is not struggling with anything, right? The spirit in you is perfect in every single way and is like God in every way. So obviously the answer to whatever it is that's going on out here, right, and that's going on still in your unrenewed mind, obviously the answer to that is in the glory of God that you have in you. So it's just, so obviously the answer then to that, where he says, didn't I tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God, is really what I wanted to share with you tonight for a few minutes. And Proverbs 4:20, it says, my son, give attention, right? And that is something that I think in all of our teaching throughout the years of the rest that we have for our flesh and the fact that we don't have to work, the thing is, the one thing you don't want to get lost in that rest is almost like it is not up to you to give attention, right? Like that's something that the Lord is not going to do for you to put your attention on him. That's up to you to do that, right? You need to give the Lord time. You need to give attention to the Lord, right? So yes, right, the Lord will do, he'll work through you, right, according to your faith. But the thing is, it is up to you to hear, right? It is up to you to hear. And even the faith that comes from that hearing, right? And the Lord gives you understanding, and he allows the mind of Christ to work in you, and he enlightens your mind. But it is important for us to remember that it is up to us to give attention to his words, to incline, he says, you incline your ear to my sayings. He says, do not let them depart from your eyes, right? That's something that you can do. You can spend half your day playing video games, or you can spend all your free time playing video games, or you could give attention to the Lord, right? Playing video games is not bad, right? Doing other things is not bad. But the thing is, you just have to prioritize in your life what is of more value, right? And giving attention to the Lord is just something so critical, right? He says in verse 22 that they are life to those who find them, and health to all your flesh, right? I mean, to see the glory of God manifest that you have in you, on your body, which is where you need health, right? That's up to us. That's not up to God. He can't give you more life than he's already given, right? So if you want to see the manifestation of the life of God that's in you, it is up to us to give attention, right? It really is up to us to give attention. Proverbs 4:23, just a few verses down, it says, keep your heart with all diligence, right? That diligence is not God's diligence, right? That diligence is up to us to give attention. I mean, all diligence, keeping your heart on the Lord, right? That is something that we have to do, right? We have to decide in our mind that, you know what, I see the value that there is in this, and I'm going to keep going. Because, see, what you never want to do is you never want, and I think maybe, I'm not sure why I think that you just mentioned something like this, but you don't want to get disheartened just because you want to see, and I think that's where you mentioned something like this just recently, that I think while you were up here just now, that you want to see a specific result and you don't see it right away, right? I think you guys were talking about the beach, right? But the thing is, that is how you don't get disheartened. You have a promise from God that says that if you believe, you'll see the glory of God, right? So that is what keeps you from not growing weary, is that you see value in continuing and giving diligence to listening to his words, right? He says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. Obviously, you know how to put away a deceitful mouth, because it's in your heart that comes out of your mouth, right? So it's by giving diligence, right, to keeping your heart, right, keeping your heart on the Lord, listening to him, right? He is speaking, right? Like the silliest thing you can do is convince yourself that he's not speaking, that's why you're not listening. No, he's speaking, we're not listening. It's not the other way around. It's not that he's not speaking, therefore you have to listen to him and maybe he'll start talking. It is the other way around, right? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and perverse lips far from you, right? Perverse lips are kept far from you when we keep our heart with all diligence, right? In other words, listening to him. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, which is really talking about your mind. In other words, listen, I understand that we probably all understand what it's like to get on the internet and get lost, and 15 minutes, half hour, hour, 2 hours go by, and all we've been doing is scrolling. But I'm going to tell you something. That is really not pondering the path of your mind, right? Like, if you can do mindless things and allow your mind just to get lost in something, that uncontrolled thinking is, I am completely 100% in line with the fact that that is not a godly thing, right? Uncontrolled thinking leads to all kinds of uncontrolled silly things, right? In other words, you kind of, and let alone in the internet, right? Uncontrolled thinking and leave it up to the internet to see where it ends up, that's not a good way to go, right? Like, to leave it up to the internet to see where it takes you, right? It is better, honestly, to use the things that you have at your fingertips, the tools that you have, and allow the Lord to show you, what do I need this tool for, right? The internet is not actually, it can be for entertainment, but even when it's for entertainment, it is an awesome thing to allow the Lord to kind of give you, like, a path for your mind. Like, what should I be thinking about, right? Should I be thinking about, is it okay? Is it okay to watch something right now like this, right? And let the Lord be the one to even warn you when you're going to go down a path and watch something that we don't even need to be watching, right? It is an important thing, right? Uncontrolled thinking is really not giving a path for your mind, and we should really ponder the path of our mind, right? In other words, what that means is just think about where your mind is going, where you're allowing your mind to go. And let all your ways be established. He says, do not turn to the right or to the left. Like, that's a real important thing. And if I could just make a point with that, right? It is not up to God whether your mind turns to the right or to the left of listening to him. That's not on him. That is on us, right? The Spirit of God in you is not going to override the decision that you make to look to the left or to look to the right, right? If you do look to the left or look to the right, you're going to look to the left or look to the right, right? It's just an important thing to keep in mind, right? He says, remove your foot from evil. Evil here is just things that cause unbelief, right? It's looking to the right or to the left. I keep getting them opposite with my hands, but that's okay. You guys get my gist, right? Looking away from the Lord is the thing, obviously, that is not something that the Lord wants. Just real quick, Proverbs 5:1, I know, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend, which is really incline your ear to my understanding. That's all talking about that paying attention. We're the ones that pay attention. The Lord doesn't make you pay attention. You pay attention, right? The Lord tries many times to get people's attention with signs and wonders, but it's up to them whether they pay attention, right? You could see a sign and not pay attention. You could see a wonder and not pay attention, right? Paying attention is not the work of the Spirit of God, right? Lend your ear to incline your ear, right? That's something that we do. Your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion. Preserving discretion there is keeping wisdom, right? That's something that we have to do, right? We have to listen, right? And learn here, right? And your lips, it says, and your lips may keep knowledge. Obviously, if you keep knowledge in your heart, it'll be kept on your lips, right? It's just the whole heart and mouth, the Romans 10, Luke 6 deal, right? I'll just read this last little bit from Proverbs 5. I'd encourage you to read Proverbs 5 all the way to verse 13. You could read the whole thing. I don't know if it ends in 13. My notes just end in 13. But he says, from the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. That lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. All that that's talking about is not actually really just an immoral woman, right? What that's actually talking about is doctrine that's earthly and sensual, meaning of the senses, right? If you allow your senses to drive you, whether they be on the internet or whether they be in a TV or wherever else your senses can drive you, they will drive you, right? Your senses, your eyes, your smell, your hearing, right? They'll drive your life. Or we can say, no, you know what? The Spirit of God in me, right? These senses are intended to be used by the Spirit of God, right? And we can put them in a position or in use that benefits your heart and mind, right? So things like the lips, right? Her mouth, right? Sharp as a two-edged sword, her ways, all that stuff is just talking about doctrine. Things that you learn and that you pick up as you are subjected to earthly doctrine, right? Don't get it wrong. Things that are of the world are most definitely doctrine, right? They are teaching you, right? And we could learn from the world or we can learn from God, but it's just an important thing to know, you know, just to remember, right? Keeping your heart with all diligence, all of those things that we're talking about, is just an awesome thing to remember. So,
we hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.